Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
His stardom confirmed. The father-to-be is the champion of today. 27 years old, and could life be any sweeter?
Yeah, looking forward to it. It'll be a great environment. Philly's been playing fantastic, recently. You know, so we know what to expect up there, and that is what we say. You know, it's for competitors only, and it should be a lot of fun.
You just got to go out there and compete, play basketball the right way, and do something very difficult, which is to win on Philly's floor. But it's a time of the year where, you know, you're going to have to do that anyways if you want to win a championship. Obviously, we're going to have to do it if we want to get to seven.
Well, I'll tell you what, there is nothing like the weekend around here, especially on Sunday with everything going on. We had a little bit of something for everybody. We say good morning to everybody, and Scottie Scheffler, listen, man, even if you're a casual golfer and you bet a few bucks and you go out and play your buddies on the weekend and, you know, handicaps and everything that gives everybody a chance to win and all the choking you do just to watch the best players in the world on the back nine at Augusta is just fun, man. It just is. And I was kind of bouncing around watching to see what was going to happen in the NBA yesterday with three teams before the day started. 46 wins, Orlando, the Pacers, and the 76ers. So the Heat obviously played against that Toronto team, which that game was over at half. They're just – Toronto checked out and not very good to start with and everything else. But Orlando – the Pacers and the 76ers all got wins, so that sets up for the play-in. And supposed you just heard him talking about it. We're going to Philly, man. 8-7, and he's right. 8 wins in a row for the 76ers. How about that? 8 wins in a row. The big fella comes back for most of them, although I guess he's got a sore knee again. So I don't know what's going to happen as far as going to the next game and stuff, but – so this is what it looks like. So the play-in is on Wednesday, Heat at Philly. That's a 7-8, obviously. The Hawks and the Bulls will play each other, and then we'll go from there. And look at bottom line is you're either going to play, if you win this thing, you're either going to play the Celtics or you're going to play one of the best stories in basketball, the New York Knicks, who got a win again yesterday. 50-32 on the season, and they are the 2 seed in the East, overtaking Milwaukee. Oklahoma City, by the way, another great story out West, ends up getting the number 1 seed out there. And here we go, man. So the play-in in the middle of the week, and then we'll see what happens from there. I know a lot of people trying to figure this thing out. So the 76ers Heat, winner plays the Knicks. The 9-10, the Bulls and Hawks, winner plays the loser of the 76ers and Heat, and for the right to face the number one seed, the Celtics. So I hope that makes sense to everybody. And the easiest thing you can do is just win that first game. That would be the best thing the Heat could do, is take care of the 76ers, and they will be all set up to take on the Knicks, which would be a really good matchup for the Miami Heat. I will tell you, though, man, that Knicks story is a great story. They play hard. They seem to get everything out of that team that's possible. They win a lot of close games. And I don't know how this MVP voting is going to go. I have no idea. But I got to tell you, that guard that plays for New York is really, really good. My God, is he good. He seems like he's 35 to 40 points every night. Durable, hits big shots, kind of leads that team there, and going to be fun. These playoffs get going. By the way, Panthers got a nice 3-2 overtime win against the Sabres, and their head coach will join us this morning, Paul Maurice, as they've got one more game to go. We got to figure out what they're going to do. So they're a point behind Boston. Boston's got two games left. The Panthers have one game left, and so we'll talk to Coach about all that stuff. And do you rest guys? Do you go for it? Do you set it up? And by the way, you're playing a team in Toronto on Tuesday that there's a good chance you're going to play them in the start of the playoffs as well. And they do have home ice for that first round, which is great. So we have I just keep going on. We had spring football game.
Well, first, though, you got to decide who you want to play if you're the Heat, right? You're a Heat fan. Obviously, I think the best path here would be to just win this first game and just, you know, not put yourself up for elimination here in this play-in tournament. And, you know, the Knicks, I think, are clearly a better matchup for you. The Celtics are not a great matchup for anyone. But you're going to have to play them one way or another, so I guess it doesn't really matter, Joe, but – wouldn't you rather get your feet wet and start the playoffs off with the Knicks?
I would. I'd rather.
Who are very unproven, to say the least.
The Knicks, but I got to tell you.
I know they're a nice story and they play their ass off, whatever, but the Heat will match that intensity.
Celtics are really – so they've been playing – like they've been so far out in front. I've seen this show before. Now, I know Celtics are going to be heavily favored, and they should be. They got the best record in the NBA. And they're really good, and they've actually stayed very healthy. But
I don't think they're going to collapse like you think.
Well, because
I know what you're getting to here.
No, because I've seen it before.
I know you have.
I have seen teams that were really good and went out and were 17 games out in front of everybody
else.
I don't
think there's some fraud. I really don't. I mean, they have some serious talent on that team. They're two guys, obviously.
Haven't been as good recently.
I know.
So, and I get it.
But Tatum and Brown are really good. Porzingis is very good. Drew Holiday. I mean, they're
all
loaded,
real
man.
Good. You can run that list. They've been there all year. They look really good on paper. And not only look really good on paper, they put together a nice record and everything else.
Now, can the Heat get them? Yes. I mean, I think they can. Certainly doesn't help that you got to go on the road to start all these, you know, these series now. But
I like these one game deals. We'll see what happens. This can be fun. Wednesday
you
got
to find a way to beat Philly. That's first thing here. I am expecting. By the way, I'm expecting to see a little bit of a different Jimmy Butler come Wednesday night, man.
Yeah, the Jimmy.
And
that,
you know, he doesn't like that place up there either.
No,
or that team. So I am expecting Jimmy Butler to have quite the little game
up
there.
That's a good point right there, too. Jimmy looks like he could hold a grudge for a while. Like, he does look
like – Yeah, and he's got to have fresh legs at this point, right?
If his legs aren't fresh – now, listen, I know
he's got to be ready to roll.
What is he, 34 now? Is that what we say? Jimmy's 34? He looks to really take care of himself because he still athletically really moves well. And you're right.
But he puts a lot of pressure on himself, man, because the way he treats
should.
The regular season, this
that's,
is it for him.
That's,
and,
by the way, you're right about that, too. Like, you're the one that, without saying it, just takes a lot of games off, man. Whatever.
I don't think the other two teams in the play-in tournament are tough, Joe. So if you do lose this game against Philly, you know, I do think you have a very good chance to win. But, again, you don't want to be in that position where if you have a, you know, a clunker of a game or something and, you know, you may end up missing the playoffs.
Well, and then this goes back to that whole every game right down to the wire now because the Heat have put themselves in the same situation as last year. And I keep going back to this. The Celtics have just been on, and they did. Listen, the great part of it is you went out and had the best record, so you could start resting guys, playing them less minutes, not worrying. If you lose, it doesn't really matter. Instead of what, you're up 15 games and instead of 16 games, and just isn't a big deal. Anyway, we'll find out about all that stuff. We had spring football game, and Mario Cristobal had it down on campus, and it was kind of cool to see. And by the way, Mario kind of starts with the whole thing about having all the alum there. Devon Hester was there, Andre Johnson going in the Hall of Fame, Michael Irvin is in the Hall of Fame, 300 alumni that were there, and really, you know, with a big welcome for all those guys to come back and be part of, which is great. But I got to tell you, those teams, every time I think Andre Johnson, I go back to that Rose Bowl game and even the Fiesta Bowl, but especially the Rose Bowl game the year before where he was unbelievable. He, along with the whole team, was unbelievable, and some called it the greatest team of all time. So he said they're getting closer, and we'll see. And Mario's got a lot of things going on. Got to do it this year with Cam Ward. Lot of guys, a lot of same guys playing, that, you know, from last year, which you'd expect. We'll see how many young guys, and he's going to hit this transfer portal. And I'm really curious to see what happens in the transfer portal. I see how many guys he's got to obviously get under a certain amount on the football team. So this is going to be a big one. He's still got a true freshman. A lot of them that didn't graduate will be coming in that he's probably going to count on some of them, including a couple of defensive linemen and a running back to come in and be part of this thing. And then what can you get? What can you get out there in the portal? By the way, that portal is going to fill up.
It's a weird deal, man, that guys can transfer after the spring game and be eligible to play in the fall somewhere else.
It is nuts, isn't it?
It's a really weird situation.
So I checked it out and saw the young guys coming in and I see I'm going to be a rotation player. I need to play more. Can't just be a rotation. And you're going to see a lot of guys from a lot of schools. And I give you two schools right off the top, too, because – speaking of Washington State and Cam Ward, you got a really good football player. Oregon State and Washington State had good football teams last year. You don't think they're going to get?
You don't think they will play in the Pac-2? Oh,
they're going to be, as soon as they get word, like, hey, man, you're really good. Like, there's going
to
be, I guess.
How does that work? Are they going to play like a best of seven series to see who wins the Pac-2?
I don't know who. I didn't even look at their schedule to see who they'll be playing this year. Was it Mountain West or?
Yeah, it must be one of those, right?
One of those.
WAC or something.
San Jose State, San Diego State, Sac State, maybe Reno, Nevada. I don't know. Maybe they jump in with all those schools.
So I want to give you credit. You were right on something. Ja'Kari Brown is very, very talented. And we saw him on Saturday. And I assume he is going to call it a day here, right?
If you're,
he's not going to play,
no,
right?
I agree.
He's not, obviously not in their plans. They put him in the what, fourth spot in that game.
Yeah,
so
he's pretty clear. So I'm guessing. Look, if it was my kid, I'd say, hey man, you got ridiculous talent, and everybody says it, but you've got to go somewhere where you can play. And you know, you talked about this before. There's nothing wrong with going to a smaller program and work your way back up. Go put some numbers, get some experience, go throw 30, 35, 40 touchdowns somewhere in a smaller school. Get in there. Doesn't have to be a big-time school. You see guys in the NFL for the big goal, and now the way this thing is set up, my God, you go a year or two and go to a bigger program after you get the work done, you get the big bucks coming back. That's the way to do it. I give him a lot of credit. I have so much respect for that guy. He stayed around, got you so you could play a bowl game. I thought he made some good throws for a guy who didn't play all year. I thought he was pretty good in that game. I did. He can run, got a big-time arm. It just, he needs to play. Just not accurate enough, and he needs to play, not where every throw rotating with four guys and you're down at the bottom. That's a hard one, man. It just is. It is really, really hard. I can't imagine, unless he absolutely has a girlfriend here and says she won't leave, and if he leaves, she's going to go get a new boyfriend or something.
The question is, though, how many of these schools, you know, you mentioned the smaller schools, so let's say, like, I don't know, the USF's, FAU, FIU, those type of schools, right? That's what we're talking about here. How many of those schools don't have their quarterback situation figured out by the end of spring ball?
Well.
So that's the other thing. It's like he's got to come in somewhere, and they can't practice until the fall.
Yeah, but he's out there.
So, like, don't understand. I first of all, I hate this transferring after the spring game.
No. But to your point, they're out there every day, Woody.
No, I understand. They can't officially practice with the team until August, right? So how do you get yourself into that starting position?
I'm not saying
he's going to sit around and do nothing. I know that they can go out and throw and stuff, but
in the new transfer
talking about official,
portal,
actual practice with the team. You can't do that until you start, you know, camp.
So schools will call him. And they'll say, hey, man, we're not totally sold on our guy. We'd love for you to come in here and come in and tear it up. I don't think anybody's going to get handed anything when you go to a smaller school. But you would just think that if you're down there, you got to be looking and your confidence got to go up and, you know, and just suck it up for a year and be able to come back. It is, and by the way, there's going to be a lot of guys. I'm really curious to see which group. You got a group of guys injured, starting with two brothers that you know are going to come back and start a right tackle and linebacker. Hell, they're two of the best players in the ACC last year. So you know the Maui Noah brothers will be back, and they're going to play. You've got a couple of guys that are in high school, in my opinion, that will come back and play. They're five-star guys. Four-star guys. I am really curious to see this running back out of St. Thomas Aquinas. Everybody's raved about how good he is. A lot of people think he's the best team at St. Thomas, best player on St. Thomas' team, which once again had a really good football team. All right. So anyway, what a
pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
What it's turned into. I just think Blue it sucks. About it. Yeah. Like,
sucks all these open windows for the transfer portal. Just
how do you do it though, man? Do you say if you're in for spring, you're in for the fall too? Is that it? Do we stop this nonsense? Because if you're there for the spring, you should probably at least stick it out for the fall, right?
So can I just say this? That we're telling one side of the story. The other side of the story is Mario's got some guys he hopes will leave. He's got guys he hopes will leave. Guys that he realized checked out on him halfway through, realizing that, well, I might as well just get some practice in, but I'm not coming back. Every guy there is with their family is evaluating, where's my son fit in? Where's my son fit in to the football team right now? Now, some will be a little bit more patient. When you're a true freshman, it's a little different. But they're always looking to see, you know, a lot of parents out there. The new recruiting class is coming in. Where do I fit in? It's one of Mario's recruiting classes. I'm not a Mario guy. All that stuff starts to come into play, but he's going to look to upgrade this team. I tell you right off the bat, he's got to get some running backs. There's some great stories out there. He needs to go get some running backs. Everybody's either hurt or transferred. He's got to get some guys out there. And that position, if for some reason, has not stayed very healthy at the University of Miami. My God, every year we end up having three or four guys banged up. It's crazy. All right, we got to go to break. Got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Can you believe it? We got playoffs starting up this week. Playoffs in hockey and the NBA. We'll have a lot more stuff.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, let's go ahead and get your weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Another nice day out there. It is 64 degrees at the moment, a 0% chance of rain. Joe, I know you were out and about here these past few days.
First
huh?
time, Woody, I was a Tommy tourist. I had the grandkids, and I did the Zoo Miami. I did the beach. Now you got to be the first one, you know, like get there early and we did the
whole thing on the beach. You get the chairs set up, all that good stuff.
Or? No, we did the
bring some buckets out there and shovels and stuff.
Yeah, we did, and we had the towels out, and we were all that good, stuff. Good. So, yeah,
bring some food, have a picnic.
No, we didn't do that. We just junk food them to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, we broke every rule that the mother and father had.
How you feeling, by the way? A little tired?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm sure my wife's exhausted.
Are you taking breathers?
Yeah. Well, I had some help. Two aunts, better known as my daughters, also were involved. So it was good. But the
gotta
kids,
get your 8 hours of golfing on
kids,
Sunday, right?
Yeah, man. Don't get in the way of sports now. What the hell, man? You know I'm selfish. I'm not going to change now. No, it was great being with the grandkids. It was. It's obviously. Oh, in the pool a lot too, Woody. I'm sorry. Also in the swimming pool and playing games and throw the cartoons on from time to time. Yeah, whatever, you know. But, they had an amazing amount of energy. And you know what else? So my son said, hey, I'd appreciate if you tried to stay somewhat strict, you know, on some of our rules. I was going to try, and then I just realized there's just, what am I going to do?
You can't do that.
What am I going to fight with the kids?
No, you can't tell the grandparents what to do. You can't tell your parents. Like, if your parents are nice enough to watch the kids, you can't tell them what to do.
So when somebody takes care of your two little guys, you don't expect, like, all of a sudden, you don't give her a bunch, hey, this is what we
do. No. I don't tell them what to do. But I will say this. Now, they come back and they go, boy, these kids are like, they never stop. They have a ton of energy and all that. And I say, yeah. And I let them know that you don't help the cause when you load them up with chocolate bars or whatever it is. So, my son walks in the door and they got a chocolate bar waiting for him. Like, this is going to make them go nuts. Like, this is like, you know, crack to them. And so, you know.
Yes. I did notice that.
So, again, that's your fault for doing that. So, like, that doesn't help.
So, my man threw down 3 Oreo cookies, my 3-year-old.
Yeah, and he's bouncing off the walls, right?
And you could tell he hasn't had that at home. So, I only offered him one, and he begged me for a second one. And then he said he grabbed a third one. I mean, he knew where they were. He grabs a third one. He looks at me like, this is, you know, this is going to be a fight. Like, if you tell me no, I'm going to scream. I just say, just eat it, man. Just have it. And then it was time to go to bed, and I went down there to, you know, lie down with them. And you're right, Woody. He was jumping up and down. There was no shot to get him right to sleep. So I don't know how I did on the first 4 days with the grandkids, but we had fun. We did. We had a lot of fun, and like to thank the contributors, the wife and everybody else. It's a big part of the success of having the grandkids. All right. Well, yesterday we had something pretty funny happen. I didn't realize it. I do like Billy Joel. I do like the Piano Man. Did you see what happened though, Woody? It was pretty funny. So apparently the last song Billy Joel did at Madison Square Garden, and CBS just promoted the hell out of this. Billy Joel and his 100th show at Madison Square Garden and all the classics, right? I mean, Billy Joel, there's you say Billy Joel and there's 5 or 6 songs you could just, you know, right away, you know most of the words to it, and it's been around. And so the Piano Man is the closeout song. About halfway through, CBS ran out of time on the East Coast and went back to the local stations, including CBS4 here in town. So a lot of people were pissed off. They were waiting on that Billy Joel, and you promote it, and then they said, well, we ran behind because of the Masters and a special report with the craziness in the world and everything else. So all of a sudden, here's what happened.
Like a beer. Live from CBS4, this is your news now.
There you have it. That's what that's what happened. So you got a piece of the Piano Man last night. People, I just saw the reaction, and CBS sucks, and you guys suck. How do you not promote something this long, and the classic song?
So you worked at a TV station. They do this happens a lot, by the way. It's not like the first time this has happened. Whose decision? I mean, like, they have to be TV's strict, right? So, like, it's not like radio. I feel like we could kind of we're free to kind of like do whatever we want here, like, the, you know, format wise and stuff.
So we were under that umbrella because we are an O&O, owned and operated by NBC in New York.
Okay.
So we did have to play by their rules, which, by the way, if you'll notice, a lot of O&O people from down here have gone on to have national jobs at NBC, which, you know, is one of the things, great things about having all the news down here, because of everything that goes on. It's always a newsy area down here in South Florida, but we have to follow their rules. So I'll tell you who doesn't, on the other hand, because they own a few radio stations, TV stations, WSVN. So WSVN's got some crappy sporting event on or something. They go out of it. They're like, oh, hell no. We're going to our news shows over that. So they don't follow it, and I don't think it's real popular because the complaints go back right to Fox, and they get national, and they're going, well, we don't own them, so we can't really tell them what to do. We wish they'd run our stuff all the time, but if they don't think it's popular down here, they can pull out real quickly. But not NBC. NBC's got to follow it. I'm guessing, I don't know CBS's situation. I'm guessing they're an 0-0 too. But I did see everybody on the East Coast pulled out of the Piano Man. Just enough to tease you where you just started singing the words, you know, Woody, and then it was that was it.
Right. We've seen that a lot, and people do tend to go on social media and go nuts.
Oh,
when,
yeah,
when that happens.
That's what social media is for, right there. No wonder nobody likes you guys. Promote something for 2 months and then do this. Shame on you, the Piano Man. Nobody treats the Piano Man like that with Billy Joel. Oh, yeah, I saw the comment.
I'm not even a big Billy Joel fan. That was very disrespectful.
Very disrespectful. That's just one of those songs you just...
That is a good song.
You got to stick
Piano
with
Man's
Piano
a good
Man.
Song. Even if you're not a big, you know, Joel fan like myself, that is a good song.
So
we saw him do. He did a show down here at the arena. We saw him. It's not a lot of visual aspects to his show.
No, he's 72
years
old.
He sits
old.
There.
He's
yeah.
in his friggin' 70s.
Yeah, he does just sit there. I wasn't expecting him to dance or anything.
I got to
like,
tell you though, his pipes still sound like they're there.
Yeah,
he hadn't started to lose his pipes. Still going strong. Hey, we're going to have later in the show, Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, going to join us. He's got an interesting one. So they've got a game with Toronto tomorrow, who they, by the way, could open with in the playoffs. The Bruins are 1 point in front. They have 2 games left, and they play tomorrow. They'll play tonight. And so I guess the thing would be, if Boston wins tonight, does he change how he treats this last game? Does he try to get some guys some rest? He's already got a couple of guys out that we know aren't going to play, in Ekblad and Verhaeghe. I just wonder if anybody's banged up before. You know, they're a very physical team. Their style of play is as physical as we've ever had around here. Going back to the first Stanley Cup team that they had was chippy and would get after you and beat the crap out of you in the corners. But this team obviously – got great skill set to it as well. All right, so we got to get all caught up here. We do have a lot of stuff to get to. Mauro Cristobal and a crazy, crazy time of the final spring football game, now followed by the transfer portal, better known as free agency, opens up for anybody that's not happy with their situation will be taken off. I'm guessing the coach will be talking to those guys and give them a pretty good idea where they fit in. And then he's going to hit the transfer portal hard to bring in some more guys where he thinks they need to upgrade some positions. I got to tell you, the one I never thought we'd have a problem with, but he's already had a couple of running backs who were a big part of last year transfer. He's got a really good young running back, big, strong running back who's been injured, is coming back. Man. Got a guy coming back from injury that's been injured since he got here. They've got to be a little concerned at running back. I mean, we got a friggin' tight end. I know it's a great story. Elijah Lofton is a great story, playing basically full time running back now instead of tight end. That's not the answer full time. It's a nice story, but a 250-pound tight end playing running back. I didn't get to see him run. I know he's been playing running back, Woody. I don't know what you thought of his carries, but they got to get some backs. The game changes when guys are injured and coming back from injury and still injured and can't go through spring and now have to, you know, hopefully they'll be healthy for summer camp. But you got to have some depth that they just seem to be always banged up at running back, Woody, the last few years. Just – guy will have a good game, and then he's banged up.
Yeah, no, you're right. They run a lot of short stuff, too, you know, a lot of screen passes, stuff like that, too. So, yes, that will be an important position. And you're right, you can address it still, right, and go to that transfer portal and address it.
Oh, you can hit that hard. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a weird thing to say. Question. But
by the way, that thing is going to be loaded by the time spring gets over for everybody.
How many guys get screwed? Who put their name in that thing? That'll be the best question, by the way. Because you can't go back, right, once you decide to leave. I mean, I guess theoretically you could if they allow you back, right?
I think you can, but once a guy, unless you're really good, a guy quits and then goes, oh, there's not much out there. Can I come back? I don't know if.
I just wonder how many guys are going to end up in a bad situation because they decide to leave because they're not happy.
I think the big thing is, I said this before, for some guys, especially if they just need playing time and they just haven't been able to get it, I know it sucks to go to a small, small program, but go get some playing time. Go somewhere and get some friggin' playing time on, you know, there's a lot of programs out there that still play really good football. That are small, and I get it. The crowds aren't as big, but
no. And those programs, by the way, they also have a path to the playoff too. So it's not like you're out there playing for nothing. Highest ranked team out of that group of five. I don't even know if that's what they're still calling it, but the highest ranked team's going to get a shot to go to the playoffs. So
there's
you're still playing for it. Like
a lot of
get
choices.
It.
And by the way, the smaller guys, it's a great opportunity for them. Like, hey, they make a call and go, you can start for us. We've seen you, we saw you, and we know we had no shot to give you. Instead of going and fighting your ass off to maybe be in the same situation again, why don't you come play for us? You can make your hey, we don't even want you to stay the whole time if you don't want to. Play really well. God bless you. We wish you the best. So you can go right back to another. Get a year of Power 5 money. Why not? Anyway, right now I got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Never too early in the morning. Hope you had a chance to stop by over the weekend with all that beautiful weather out there. I just called it a Chevy weekend, man. It was nice out there. Jumping in that Tahoe, all that extra space for the family, man, it just made it for a really, really nice day. Suburbans and Tahoes are big, comfortable SUVs. Got a brand new look. Have added more space to them the last couple of years, too. So if you could really use that extra space for a trip coming up or just to get away on the weekends, really hard to beat a Suburban or a Tahoe. Even the midsize Traverse still got tons of room. Right down to the smaller SUVs, a Trailblazer, a Blazer, and Equinox, you'll still find it's a lot of style and substance. Right over to Silverado trucks, man. I see Silverado trucks everywhere. You know why? Because our number one seller. That's why. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. They've got so many different style trucks. It's almost like you feel like they made a custom design truck for perfect for your lifestyle. They really have, man. Whether it's that Silverado 1500 down to a Silverado truck that you just need to work out. If it's you and that truck working 5, 6, 7 days a week, we got the perfect truck for you. And right over to those sexy Corvettes. This Corvette just took it to a whole new level. I look at it every day right across the street, and sometimes my neighbor next to him, he pulls his Corvette out, and they both got them. I'm like, my God, man, the Corvettes. I don't know if those guys across the street are going through changes in their life right now or not, but I do know one thing. Those Corvettes are sweet. Hey, listen, cars, trucks, and SUVs have never looked better than they do right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. If you're starting to look around, the lease is up. You just want something that's got a new look to it. You're going to be blown away when you see the new South Florida Chevy products, cars, trucks, and SUVs they have. Fall in love today. You've got a convenient close to you right here in South Florida.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Come out, Virginia. Don't let me wait. The Catholic girls start much too late.
Catholic girls do start way too late. I don't know if they do now. They used to. I'll say good morning to everybody before somebody gets offended on the Catholic front. By the way, we got a big, big weekend. My God, was that great, man. A lot of stuff. I do watch a lot of golf. I happen to be one of the guys that follows golf but doesn't play it, but really enjoys and have great respect for guys who can hit it straight, especially on a Sunday in any tournament. But there's a whole different level of pressure in Augusta on a Sunday when you got a whole bunch of guys bunched together and Scottie Scheffler, the way he played. And he had a little rough patch there, but my God, man, he came back and unbelievable birdies to get himself a nice lead and cruise into a second green jacket. The way he did was incredible. $3.6 million purse for that. I just think it's stand there by yourself. You got nobody to blame. There's no coach. There's no. You can't blame your caddy. I mean, it's you. You're the one that's got final say on the club, where you want to hit it, how you're trying to hit it. And for, you know, anybody out there that's played, and then these guys play the toughest golf courses in the world. I don't know. That Masters course in Augusta just seems to me to be one difficult golf course. Now, they had rain. They had wind. You know it's tough when even Tiger shot in the 80s one day. I mean, it was after he made the cut, played well. But that's a tough golf course. My God.
So I don't know if any of our listeners have been there, but every year I see the Masters, I go, man, I got to find a way to get out there. Just for like a day, just a practice round, something like that. I know the tickets are like impossible.
Yeah, it's actually.
They have like a lottery or some nonsense like that. Like
it is hard
to
get tickets.
So just like a practice round, I just want to walk the course, have one of those cheese sandwiches, go to the pro shop and get a nice hat with a little Masters logo on it. So you can say I've been.
Okay.
Like, isn't that the trip, though? Like, you just want to go, like, just to check it out?
No, you know
like,
what?
I don't want to pay a fortune to park myself at one of those holes and watch these, you know, guys walk around. But to walk that course just for a day, I think would be a pretty cool. You're a big walking guy. Like, that'd be a good walk to take.
That would be a good walk. But I got to tell you, just the coverage that they have, and Jim Nance, of course, and CBS, but the shots they hit under pressure. Or not, by the way, some of the best players in the world were splashing it. It's, you know, I'd love to know what's going through. You know, these guys must all feel it a little bit trying to win a green jacket. Now, Scottie Scheffler hung in there and outlasted some really good players. But, boy, just an impressive thing, man, to see guys that hold it together and play well in the back nine on a Sunday in Augusta. Great, great respect. By the way, the other story, I didn't hit. So the Braves jumped out yesterday, and the Marlins with a chance to take 2 out of 3 from Atlanta. You know, really looking good, and they are way down. They come all the way back to take a 7-6 lead in the ninth. This doesn't happen very often. Two outs, two strikes on Marcell Ozuna. And the guy's one of the hottest hitters in baseball right now. He is on fire. He hits a home run to left center, and they end up 3-run homer, and they end up losing. Instead of a 7-6 game, they end up losing 9-7 in that game. Now 3-13 on the season. But I got to tell you, that was just – if there's been a way early in the season to lose, they've now officially hit every possible way. Blown leads early in the game, need one out, need one strike, and he gives up a home run that was just smashed by Marcell Ozuna last night. So just crazy, crazy game. They're now 3-13 on the season. They got San Francisco Giants coming to town for three games starting tonight. So anyway, we got all that stuff. We got a big, big show. A lot of stuff going on, and I got to tell you, anybody thinks this college thing is crazy right now? Oh, God. So you finish spring football, like Mario Cristobal and everybody else. There were games on everywhere, and everybody was talking about their spring and had a lot of their players, former players, come out there, and I saw Nick Saban was there, and Urban Meyer was at Ohio State. Nick showed up at, which, by the way, I guess those guys can't really let go, can they? I mean, it's just they can't really, really let go. Even though they're not coaching, they still – I mean, that's got to kill Nick Saban up there watching, right? I mean, he literally, after the season, just a few months ago, retired. That's got to be a tough watch. Those are all his guys. I can't even imagine what that was like. But these coaches today, man, they're getting guys ready, trying to get them jacked up and hoping that especially the guys you want to keep aren't getting ready to hit that transfer portal. I would love to know what the number on that transfer portal is going to look like when it opens up here. I'm not sure what day it opens up, Woody. Did you see what day it is? It's coming up here. Is it this week? It might be this week sometime. But another transfer portal is going to open, which means guys are free agents to not only transfer, but they can play in a few months when summer camp starts up. They come in, get ready, and they are off and running to a new football team. Again, there's expected to be a lot of guys from the Canes that will be taken off that have been here, I'm guessing, for a while and aren't playing a lot, or in a rotation they're not happy with, or realize there's a lot more guys coming at my position. I'm about ready to get shut out. I need a fresh start somewhere. Whatever the combination is, or been injured and can't get healthy and just need to go somewhere else. I will really be curious to see. And I got to say this too. If it's close, and I got these great recruiting classes, and you can't hand anybody a job, but Mario's got a lot of really good true freshmen. I think we saw it out there, and those guys get every shot outside of the guys that are proven here that are coming back that are at a high level. But guys that have been inconsistent that I've been playing, I am going to bounce those guys like JoJo Trader and the rest of those guys right to the front, right up there. I'm not saying ahead of Restrepo and Jacoby George and even Isaiah Horton, who's had a really nice spring football camp, but I'm not going to jerk those guys around. Those JoJo Traders of the world, those guys going to play. Those guys going to play, and they'll make more and more plays the more they understand what they're doing out there and get a better feel for things, and the quarterback gets comfortable. I am going to play every one of those. I'd rather have those guys develop and play if I've seen signs of it then go out and potentially get more guys in the portal who are going to come in, and those guys start thinking about leaving instead of staying. Because that's where you are now, man. Woody, I don't know if you're with me on that, but we saw a bunch of guys that he's got a lot of freshmen. That class is real. And by the way, he's got more guys coming in, including two of the best defensive tackles. He's going to have to make a decision on how quickly they're going to play. They need to play. I don't know. I know they need to play. They'll only get better the more they play. All right. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We'll jump on more stuff. But got to tell you about my man, Chev, at Loctite Impact Windows and Doors and Roofing. He's got it all for you, everything you need. And hurricane season is right around the corner. I want you to get ready to pick the phone up when I get done with all this great news I'm going to give you. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Let's start with that. How's that work? How's that help you out? Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. I'm not even done. Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. Roofing materials, if you're wondering, listen, they do it all. Tile, shingle, metal flat. They've got very competitive prices and only the best products that they use to make sure you're getting first-class work done on time. They do so many different things besides what I was just talking about. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about that. It really is. It's just a true turnkey service for you. Everything's done, man. You sit down, let them tell you what they can do, and just get out of the way and let them get it done for you with just really first-class work covering all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, so you don't have to worry, and they'll get it done quickly. And I just got to say this, man, hurricane season, I can't say it enough, is around, and everybody makes a mistake after waiting on the first hurricane, and then all of a sudden it's an issue after you've been watching the news every night. Get things started right now. Loctite is waiting to help you right now. Call them at 954-500-LOCK. Somebody will answer. 954-500-LOCK. Again, that's Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.